Let me take you to the Cairns show. It's had a year off, but it's back. Of course, not without its challenges. Animal exhibit numbers are up. There are plenty of plants, fruit and vegetables also on display for the crowd. Lee James is the longtime vice president of the Cairns Show Association. He's here with Charlie McKillop.
We've been following the progress of shows from further south. They've been having good numbers through the gates, so we've been quite hopeful about that. Stud and dairy, we're well up on numbers. Horses, we haven't had this many horses for ages, you know. Poultry is up, considerably up, and over and all, we're quite pleased. So far, so good, yeah. So the next couple of days, of course, will tell, but I think today proves that, we're back in business.
How special does that feel?
Very much so, because we are an agricultural show, after all, and we like to retain that emphasis. And you know, people come here and that's what they want to see. They want to see the animals and, you know, they want to tell the kids that the milk doesn't come off the supermarket shelf. It comes out of the cow over there and where the eggs come from and where the beef comes from. And that's important to keep that going, because kids these days really don't see that apart from coming to the show and understanding it.
After all these years, Lee James, you still get a kick out of hearing those interactions between parents explaining those kind of facts of life?
I do, because we're very much into promoting youth in this agricultural society, and we have been, and we're always looking to bring younger people in and younger people into our committees, and particularly in the young judging competitions. You know, we see the kids coming in at 11 and 12 year old that can hardly put two words together, and by the time, you know, we have three levels of competition in different age groups, and by the time they're in the second age group, they're out there and they're saying what they've got to say, you know. So it brings a confidence out to them, and those competitions, I think, are great for growing the kids.
How long ago was it that you were being co-opted for the first time, Lee James?
Oh dear, I think about 1972 or 3, something like that.
And here we are, 2021, the Cairns Show is back in business. What keeps you coming back?
I think shows get into your blood, I think, and that's it, yeah. So, and I think other people have the same saying, that too. It just gets into your blood, and, you know, it's one of these things that you look forward to every year, and, you know, it's quite a physical demand, and when it's over, you think, oh, thank God, that's over, you know. But then again, within a week or two, we're preparing for the next one, you know, so...
That's Cairns Show Association Vice President Lee James. And look, dairy and stud cattle exhibits were not the only animals turning heads yesterday. On day one of what is a three-day event, Queensland's largest agricultural show. I was in the poultry and bird pavilion earlier, where I met Helen Keselis, who was attending her 50th Cairns Show.
50 years, yeah. We started off, actually we just started off with the guinea pigs and a few finches back in those days, and it's been growing ever since, and we're very happy with the reception this year, considering we had a no showing yet last year.
You've still managed to get a good exhibit together today?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got array of budgies, finches, parrots, pigeons.
Oh, how wonderful. Now, I know that there are some birds here that have got a special place in your heart, and apparently the judges agreed with you.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm happy with that too, yeah.
Tell us about your pigeons.
Well, our grand champion is called a Medina. So, well, the name tells you that comes from overseas, from Italy, breeding. Now, this is his third show, actually, so getting a bit older, but it's still a good-looking bird, yeah. I keep him separate from the other... Avery's, he's a little bit of a loner, but and that's how he wants it, so he's happy and he's proved it today. And we go on to our reserve grand champion, which is called a magpie. Going by his colourings, he represents a magpie. And then we go further down, we've got a champion fantail, which is distinguished by their beautiful plumage.
He's certainly living up to his name.
He has too. And as you can see, we've got down here, these are called tumblers. They've got all their feathers on their feet. And they're quite elegant, aren't they? They're a bit awkward in walking because of so many plumage on their feet. But they manage. They, yeah.
It's always such a popular draw card. Do you think it's just because it literally does have a calling card? The sound of it just draws you in, doesn't it?
Yes, I don't know. It attracts children and big kids too, really. They just get mesmerised, I think, by... Well, you take the budgies, look at their colouring. Absolutely beautiful. The parrots with their gorgeous rainbow colours. So why not come down to the bird and poultry pavilion?
But you gravitated to pigeons. Why is that?
Well, it all started off with one of our neighbours found a baby had fallen out of the nest. So he brought it down and gave it to my kids. Well, that was our love of pigeons.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, it must be about 30 years ago. You never know, the grandchildren might carry on now for me.
From those humble beginnings, now Grand Champion Bird Pigeon, named at the Cairns Show in 2021. You must be feeling pretty chuffed.
Yes, yeah, I'm so proud to be part of the Show Association to show and display all our lovely birds.
Veteran bird exhibitor Helen Kazilis, summing up what it means to be a part of this show. I was reminded of that again when I went along to the Beef Cattle Pavilion, and instead of cows, I found crops and visitors keen to learn more about them.
Is that actually sugarcane though? Or
yeah,
is that
for sure.
That is sugarcane.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so when they plant it, they cut little sticks about that long, and the roots and the shoots actually come out from those little... Okay.
My name's Chris, yep. I'm from Perth, and we're on a six-month holiday down the East Coast, so we've come here just to look at the agricultural resources here in the local area.
Yeah, I've quit my job. I'm Sarah, and I'm from Perth, and this is Quinn.
Hey, Quinn.
Hi.
And what do you think of the Cairns Show so far?
Really good.
What's caught your eye?
Well, probably the really scary, what are those scary roller coasters, slow roller coasters?
Were you aware that the Cairns Show was on when you came?
Absolutely not. We drove past up the road there yesterday and we saw the signs and decided to come today.
I actually saw it on TV.
Oh, a bit of television advertising. That's good to know it's working.
Yeah, and the Perth show's been cancelled this year, so that's when we saw that this one was on, we were like, oh, we don't miss out after all.
How hard has it been to plan or to make your escape from Western Australia, which has been kind of cut off from the rest of us for quite a period?
Really difficult because we were in lockdown maybe 2 weeks ago, and so we didn't know if we were going to be able to get to Cairns. And so we'd booked to come on the 12th, and then we were just hoping for the best. And it got to the day, and there was no lockdowns either way. So we got here. Yeah, it could have gone the other way. We could have ended up in quarantine. Anything could have happened, but it all worked out really well. And now we just have to avoid Sydney for a little while. And hopefully that, you know, they sort out their situation down there, and then we can visit Sydney as well. We're homeschooling the kids. We start on Monday. So we're trying to pick up lots of educational activities along the way, and that's why we came in here, because we wanted to learn about what cattle eat. We thought we should start early on in the education.
What else do you think you learn about a town and a region when you come to an agricultural show like this one? I think this one is touted as the biggest in Queensland, if not Australia.
I guess the thing I found most interesting is seeing the diversity of people here. People from the whole region, I'm sure, are coming here, and we're seeing all the variety of people that are in the area. Whereas, obviously, being from Perth, we have a different group of people down there, so it's nice to meet new people and see who's here. We've had some good interactions with the carnies, playing all the games and having a good time.
And you're feeling safe? I mean, this is something that was in the back of the show organisers' minds, I'm sure, is whether people would be confident enough to come out into a crowded place like a show.
Yeah, definitely feeling safe. In terms of COVID, being up here in the north, we don't feel like there's anything to worry about at all. Safety-wise, haven't had anything to worry about. Everyone's been really friendly, and it's been just a nice place to visit.
That's Perth family Chris, Sarah, Quinn and Cleo. Happy to be on holiday in the far north and getting a bonus day at the Cairns Show.